Ranchers in Nebraska want to rebel against the big four meat companies by building their own beef processing plant. They see a chance at a transformation for themselves, for the industry, and for the faltering economy of Western Nebraska. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert has more.
Plans to remake the Nebraska beef industry hatched in Hanoi, Vietnam, 2 years ago. Rancher Rusty Kemp was on a trade trip with Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts. He'd been grumbling about the meat industry when, as Kemp recalls it, the governor turned to him and said,
"Well, let's figure out how we fix this. Get after it."
Back in Western Nebraska, Kemp thought about how single events, like fires and cyber attacks, had halted huge amounts of the country's meat supply. Trey Wasserberger, another Western Nebraska rancher, had also been feeling the system's vulnerabilities, especially through the pandemic.
"We lost a third of our income overnight. And I watched a third of my equity leave in a matter of a week."
The system didn't feel fair. All that risk and effort to get a steer ready for slaughter, and then having to accept whatever price a processor offers.
"So we have 5 years invested in just within our family. In the last 48 hours, we give it away."
It wasn't always this way. When Wasserberger's wife's grandfather was in business,
"There was 13 packers in Omaha. There was just that many in Denver, so he'd go either direction. 40 years later, I deal with one, and sometimes he doesn't pick up the phone."
President Biden has released plans to crack down on that consolidation. Just four companies control 80% of the nation's beef.
From pasture to plate, we are JBS.
At National Beef, we're driven to deliver.
Learn more at Cargill.com.
When you think of Tyson Foods.
Those problems have made the ranchers, along with former executives from Cargill, one of the big four meat packers, say, "Dang it, we're going to build our own plant," and give farmers and ranchers more options to sell their livestock. The team plans to build a new plant called Sustainable Beef and process 1,500 cattle a day, just a quarter of what Tyson goes through at a nearby plant. The vision isn't intended to replace the companies, and the idea for an alternative isn't new. Plenty of ranchers have gotten frustrated and tried to rally. Here's Wasserberger again.
"I don't know how many times I've had producers call me and say, 'Hey, we're building a bag.' I've probably been a part of four or five groups."
But things are falling into place for this project. And a big part of that is thanks to Gary Pearson, who heads up the North Platte Chamber of Commerce. In part, it's an effort to get back to a prosperity that North Platte has been losing for generations. Union Pacific built the world's largest rail yard there. That was in 1948. Before that, the city was known for being the home of Buffalo Bill Cody and his Wild West show. At one point, it was the fourth largest town in Nebraska. Today, it's ninth. So Pearson and other city officials leapt at the chance to host the plant. It promises nearly 900 well-paid jobs. Before, Pearson says the community seemed to have a gloomy attitude about its future.
"I think it would be just the opposite now. They're kind of on fire with excitement and energy and a lot of positivity that I don't think has been around North Platte for a long, long time."
But some residents see the project as a threat to North Platte's culture. They're leery of the odor that comes with so much cattle. And Pearson says some opposition comes from a predominantly white community uncomfortable with the immigrants and refugees who tend to fill jobs at meatpacking plants.
"You can tell what they're thinking, but they won't say it out loud. You can't control people's internal prejudices."
The plant will face financial challenges as well, in raising $325 million for the new facility, and then operating as a scaled-down processor. But the backers still want to bet on making North Platte into a rancher-friendly, cattle boom town. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.